CKUT 90.3 FM。
The following is a previously broadcast program.
CKUT 90.3 FM, Montreal.
Good morning, Montreal. You are tuned to the Wednesday Morning After on CKUT 90.3 FM in Montreal. Happy New Year! We have a music magazine show for you today with three pre-recorded interviews from the Music Spot. The first interview is with Thea McKay of Lost Martian. She is making headway with her EP Otherworldly. The second interview is with Chance Lovett. She has singles and she's ready to go. The third interview is with Alex Van Pelt. Global Crush is his album. 8 o'clock brings Democracy Now, 8:15 brings Weather, and after some music we'll visit the podcast called In the Shower with Taz and Marcus, where the question is, why doesn't a duck's quack echo? After some more music we'll wrap up the show. Let's start the day off with some music.
was in a dream. Thoughts flow by, flowing downstream. Spinning circles till I'm dizzy. Little insane, let the journey start easy. Seeds are planted, so my thoughts are growing. There's so much to do, there's so much I don't know.
Lost Martian makes a triumphant return with their debut EP, Otherworldly, a sonic saga of isolation, doubt, the clutter of one's own mind due to lost love, and the space around it. With us today, we have Thea McKay from Lost Martian. Hi, Thea, and welcome to the show.
Hi, Sheila. Thank you so much for having me today.
First, please introduce yourself and tell us how you joined Lost Martian.
Hey, everyone. Thanks for listening to the show today. My name is Thea, and I'm the lead songwriter and singer of the project Lost Martian. I've always been in love and obsessed with music, but writing my own music and starting to get sea legs as a performer, that took years to develop. So I created Lost Martian after playing in bands for the first half of my 20s. I wanted something that was completely my own in terms of songwriting and in terms of fronting the band on stage. It was a step outside of my comfort zone, but by that point, I had spent so much time wishing that I was fronting a band and wishing that I had more original music that I really expressed who I am and my life, that it was just time to stop thinking and act. So I really love what I do because I get to contribute to a catalog to the world of female written rock. To me, it's really interesting because all us women around my age range, we were all raised on these amazing rock bands like Weezer and Nirvana and so on, but they, for the most part, always had men's stories and faces at the helm. And today we see the male presence is still overtaking the female in rock, even though some of that is changing now. But as someone raised on that particular music, and it's still a lot of it is predominantly what I listen to now, alternative rock really raised me in so many ways. So I think that it's time that we put our stories front and center and start to lose those insecurities about being loud and being heard as women and girls. And that's what I'm trying to do. And that's what I want people to see. I want people to see a lot more of me than is comfortable, metaphorically speaking, and to connect with the music through that lens.
Who are your bandmates and what does everyone play or do?
I only really have one bandmate currently, and she's from the start. Her name is Vicky, and she plays drums in Lost Martian. Finding the right people for this project has really been an uphill battle, if I'm being completely honest. You need people who have the right attitude, who care about the project. And it's actually a big ask for a lot of musicians to join something that isn't theirs, especially when you're like me and you're somebody who's not signed and not getting those big time gigs just yet. It can be a lot. A lot of musicians are in multiple projects. So it has been a lot of time and energy spent finding people that will want to stick with it for the long haul. And so far that's been me and Vicky. And then for the remainder of the spots, which is bass and lead guitar, we have people, session musicians, come and step in for those live shows that we do. I definitely dream of a day where I have like the absolute perfect lineup and we're all best friends. But I also kind of have to let the idea go somewhat, because while that would be amazing, hoping for it time and time again and not getting it has been disappointing. And I know some bands who actually do have that kind of connection with each other. And looking at it, it's really like looking at your ex being happy with another person or something. It's just so, so jealousy inducing. But in the meantime, yeah, we work with session musicians to fill out those live shows on bass and lead.
Where did the name Lost Martian come from?
The name Lost Martian came from my feeling of alienation in a sense of basically all my life, but especially in the past few years and while forming the project. It was actually so incredibly difficult to find the right band name for me. I thought about it for years, actually, before I came up with this one. There's lots of arguably terrible band names out there for some of the greatest bands in the history of the world. So for a long time, I was trying to tell myself that it didn't matter too much and that I needed to just hurry up and pick something. But I never quite bought my own narrative. So I kept kind of plugging away and trying to find something that fit more perfectly. So I finally came up with this. And to me, it describes this feeling of alienation without literally calling my band Alien Nation, which, by the way, someone has used I kind of love the name Lost Martian because as a name, it implies that I somehow landed here and I have no idea what I'm supposed to be doing because I'm actually from another world. In a lot of ways, I do see myself as an outsider. There's a lot about me that I think is very honest to a fault, and it doesn't always translate well with others. I'm used to being asked for that in my life, but it is also one of my strengths as well on the flip side of that. And it also is something that draws me towards writing music. So that all sort of tied together for the name for me. I also love that Mars is the fire planet. And so to be called Martian, that's kind of nice because it reminds me of associations to the element of fire. And I am a Sagittarius. So first off, I am a fire sign. And secondly, I just love how bold and beautiful fire is. I've always loved the fire characters in all the animated shows. Like Sailor Mars was my favorite character on Sailor Moon growing up. So to me, it also references those things.
The Otherworldly EP has its first single, The Mess I'm In. What is the story behind this song?
The song was brought on by the pandemic, which was extremely hard for me and on just about every level. It devastated my career. I had a grandparent pass away. I went through a breakup. I was living on EI. And I live alone, so I felt more isolated than I'd ever felt before in my entire life. And that is really saying a lot. So with all that going on, I was most definitely very depressed throughout 2020. I feel like a lot of us were. So one day I got up and looked around my apartment that had become pretty messy because of the lack of energy I was facing at that time. And I realized that the mess was literal and metaphorical, and that gave me fuel that I needed to write a song that about what I was going through. COVID really made me feel like nothing short of invisible. I wasn't using any of my talents, so it just felt like nothing that I did mattered. I couldn't get anything creative off the ground, and a lot of my energy was spent trying to find a day job to pay the bills, and overall, I was just looking at this capitalism-fueled, joyless existence, and it's not easy to be a creative in the normal world, but in the pandemic, it's near impossible. So it's once again about just not fitting in. The song is really wondering if I belong in the societal structures that we have today.
May we hear some of your music?
Absolutely.
This is The Mess I'm In on the Wednesday Morning After. Do Your Time is another single off the Otherworldly EP. What did that mean to you, to do your time?
So to me, do your time is a reference to jail. I'm using that expression to mean the jail of being caught in the cycle of unrequited love. It's a cycle that I've been in many times, but now I've actually set boundaries for myself, knowing that I'll never do that again. But to me, this song is talking to someone who would dare to try to put me in that position again, meaning like leading me on and feeding me breadcrumbs and not really committing, but never saying no. The message in this song and to that person is, okay, you want to play that game? Let's see how far that goes for you. It's me saying, if you try that, you can watch me leave right away. How you deal with not getting what you want anymore. I feel like people that play with others in that way have never really been stung by that kind of relationship before, or else they wouldn't do it. So if that other person just refuses to put up with that kind of treatment, I think it would be a good kind of retribution to see the other person be shocked by someone that they thought they had start to play mind games back at them, and then watch them miss what they never really appreciated to begin with.
May we listen to some more of your music?
Yeah, this is a really fun one. I hope you guys like it.
This is Do Your Time on CKUT.
You.
If our listeners want more information or to buy your music, where should they go?
You can go anywhere you stream music to listen. You can buy the record on iTunes. Right now I'm featured on a playlist on Spotify called Alt Rock Never Dies. So you can catch the single there. Follow us on Facebook and Instagram. The Insta is at lost.martian. And finally, if you're in the area, come to the shows. I don't have any to announce just yet, but keep an eye out because live music is definitely making a comeback. And I can't wait to see you guys out there. Thank you so much for listening today.
You've been listening to Thea McKay speaking about her music. I'm your host, Sheila Ferrando. The anthemic powers of soul are alive and well, and back with a vengeance during Chance Lovett's debut of singles, 7 Years and Weeping Willow. With us today, we have Chance Lovett. Hi, Chance, and welcome to the show.
Hi, pleasure to be here. Thank you so much for having me.
First, please introduce yourself and tell us how you came to be a musician.
Absolutely. So my name is Chance Lovett. I'm a musician currently based out of kind of Vancouver, kind of Calgary, a little bit of everything. I actually came to be a musician when I moved to Victoria, BC. I got a diploma in jazz studies. It was when I was there that I met some folks that were starting a soul band, and they asked me to join as a backup singer, and kind of the rest is history from there.
Who are your bandmates and what does everyone play or do?
So there's a few of us. First off, I've got Mike Flintoff. He plays guitar and bass, and he actually helped me co-write this song. Then we were lucky enough to have Richard Brown on with us, who does percussion, just an incredible percussionist. Then my good friend Rempel Rocket was backup vocals. Then my friend Jesse Gander played organ for us, but he also is a sound engineer, so he recorded the whole thing for us, which was great. And then our friend Jared Odell came on and played some keys.
7 Years is your debut solo single. What is the story behind this song?
So 7 Years is actually a song I started writing back in 2014 when Michael Brown was sadly murdered by police. I saw the way his mother pleaded with police and with society, just asking why it had happened. And the words, give him a chance to be a man about it, came to me as Michael was so young. But I found I couldn't complete the song. The rest of the words never quite came to me until last year in 2020, when George Floyd was murdered. I found just a relenting feeling that I needed to finish the song. Was able to pick it up and complete it. And then we recorded it this year in 2021. That's when I found that I was able to truly finish it by adding a final verse in there.
What was the process you went through producing this song?
My good friend, Michael Flintoff, him and I have played music together, but never my original stuff. We came together and I was hoping to get this song recorded. And so I asked him for his help. Him and I and Jesse all got in the studio. And as I had mentioned, I had this nagging feeling that the song wasn't fully finished. And so we came in and we're ready to record it. And I said, I just kind of excused myself for a minute. I headed upstairs in the recording studio and the last verse came to me. I just kind of burst out into tears and, you know, it just broke my heart. But finally, I felt the song was fully finished. And then we all got together and it just was kind of everyone came in and added their little bits to it. And by the end of it, the song had morphed entirely into something way bigger than I had ever imagined. Very, very happy with the way it turned out.
Maybe listen to some of your music?
Oh, absolutely.
This is 7 Years on the Wednesday Morning After.
Mama loved the baby hard as she could. Still, she knew deep down that we're gonna be enough. Mama told the baby to watch out for the man with the steel in his hand. Still, she knew deep down that we're gonna be enough. Every night on the knee she falls, palms pressed to the sky. From her heart to sing one song she time. Yes, she knew deep down that we're gonna be enough. Every night on the knees she falls, falls precious gas from her heart.
Your other release. What is the story behind this song?
So Weeping Willow was actually one of the first songs I wrote for my last EP. The story is I'd been in a soul band for a few years called the Chanterelles, and the time in that band had just kind of come to an end for us. So I moved from Victoria back to Vancouver, and I just found I was not inspired to write at all. I didn't know what direction I wanted to go musically. I didn't even know if I really wanted to continue with music. I just wasn't feeling impassioned at all. But there was this old piano in my house, and I just slowly, after about a year and a half of doing nothing, I found myself just kind of coming to the piano here and there. I've always, always, always loved Weeping Willows. Definitely my favorite tree. There's a lot of romance and beauty involved with them. I just had the image of a lost love. You're heartbroken, and the only way to mend it is to go sit by your favorite tree and just watch the river go by. So that's how Weeping Willow came about.
May we hear some more of your music?
Yes, absolutely.
This is Weeping Willow on CKUT.
On the top.
Yeah, we're figuring this out.
Good,
so that's
talk,
nice.
Good talk, guys.
This is the stuff that keeps Adam up at night.
No, I'm just picturing.
Not actually.
Like
I smoke too much weed and stay up all night. Yeah. Okay. So. Once more, or what are we going to do?
Yeah, with the new changes. With the new red ink on it.
Yeah. Yeah.
Thank you.
If our listeners want more information or to buy your music, where should they go?
Yeah, absolutely. It's actually available on all platforms. You can get it on Spotify, Apple Music, SoundCloud, everywhere there. And to keep up on all things going on, you can find me at Chance Lovett Band on Instagram. And I keep you updated on all my shows and new releases and all that up on there. And yeah, thank you.
Thank you for your interview today.
Absolutely. Thank you so much for having me.
You have been listening to Chance Lovett speaking about her music. I am your host, Sheila Ferrando.
Vous connaissez la chanson? Célébrez avec vos proches, mais continuez de suivre les mesures sanitaires en vigueur. Lavez-vous les mains régulièrement et maintenez une distance d'un mètre. Un message du gouvernement du Québec.
Jingle bells, jingle bells, jingle all the way. Oh, what fun it is to ride in a one-horse open sleigh. Hey, cough into your elbow.
You know the tune. If you're celebrating with your loved ones this holiday season, make sure to keep following the sanitary measures. A message from the gouvernement du Québec.
Whose data? Our data. When you're not paying for a product, you are the product. Especially in web and email services, where multinationals compete to manage your communication so they can make a profit off of the private communication you are producing. Coombit is a worker cooperative trying to help small organizations or individuals get their email, website creation, and website hosting services off corporate services such as Google. For more information, contact us at coombit.org or email at info@coombit.org. That's K-O-U-M-B-I-T. We are not on Facebook.
Early in the morning, before the sun rose, when the first bird sang, even while everyone was still asleep.
Morning. On that morning.
When the sun comes out
this morning, baby,
cock-a-doodle-doo, I hear the rooster crowing.
Now you must wake up.
Now
every morning when I wake up.
I woke up this morning with
the kiss of the morning.
Got up 7:30 every morning. Get the same breakfast.
Réveillez-moi à 8 heures demain matin.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Riding a bike made of bacon and eggs.
In the morning.
In the morning.
Why should the sun replace the moonlight?
Has this ever happened to any of you? Or will it happen to any of you on the morning after the night before?
Love and breakup, end of relationship and end of the world. These are the issues that run through Global Crush. With us today, we have Alex Van Pelt, composer of Global Crush. Hi, Alex, and welcome to the show.
Hi. Nice to meet you.
First, please introduce yourself and tell us how you came to be a musician.
Well, hi, my name is Alex. I started music when I was around like 15 years old. I was still a teenager. I joined a band called Coming Soon. It was like a folk rock band. I played the guitar and sang in it, and I never stopped since then. So, you know.
Who are your bandmates and producers, and what does everyone play or do?
On this album, I recorded all the instruments. But I went to the studio of my friend and producer, Jérémy Rassa. On stage, I used to play on my own, but now we are four in the band. I just started this new band, so I play with my friend Norma on the keyboard, and she has a great project as well. You should check it out. There is Geraldine who plays bass. She also has a great band called Las Aves. There is Charles who plays the drums.
What is your recording history as a composer and musician?
I've released an album called Tum Tum in 2019. And then there is Global Crush that was released like this year. And before, I used to play in other bands, so it's not the same.
You have a single off your latest album, Global Crush, called Broken Heart. What is the story behind this song?
I've written this song right before the quarantine. It's a breakup song. It's about letting go a person, even if the memory is still there. So it's pretty sad, but in a hopeful way.
May we listen to some of your music?
Yes, let's do it.
This is Broken Heart on the Wednesday morning after.
You're so hard to forget. Have been something you said, something stuck into my chest. Let the music play when you leave the room. There's nothing left to say. It's on this dizzy world you vanished into fumes, collapsing.
people that help you become the person that you end up being, and you can be grateful for them, even if they were never meant to be in your life forever.
Glad I knew you too.
Your other single is Snow Falls in July. What was the process you went through producing this song?
I've recorded some parts of the song in my bedroom because I usually start recording stuff in my bedroom. Then I went to the studio. It's with this song that I felt like the album starting to shape, because the themes that are in this song are on the album as well. Like, it's two lovers trying to love each other, even if the world is falling apart. I feel like the world is falling apart right now, so I wanted to put it in a song.
May we hear some more of your music?
Yes.
This is Snow Falls in July on CKUT. If our listeners want to buy your music, where should they go?
Mainly on Instagram. I have some vinyls that will be make like in a couple of weeks. So I put it on Instagram when it's ready.
Well, thank you for your interview today.
Thanks.
You've been listening to Alex Van Pelt speaking about his music. I am your host, Sheila Ferrando.
I grew up on a Heinzman, like just like this. The story from my parents is that they got it, or my grandmother got it when a nunnery was closing down. That's it. And the nuns didn't know how to do woodwork, so they had like varnished it with like glue.
Daddy's on the tightrope, ain't looking down. Mama got a new coat from the lost and found. Nobody seems to know what's going down in this town. Whoa. Danny's in the courthouse, ain't looking too fine. Nobody seems to care who spilled the wine. Evidently not the kind of crime you would find in this town. Whoa, whoa. Crime you would find in this town. Got a suitcase, car's on its way. She gonna start a new life somewhere far away. Nobody tells her that she really should stay in this town. Whoa, she really should stay in this town. Talking about, some say they whisper, but we know that they shout in this town. Whoa, whoa. We know that they shout in this town.
It's all on tape, baby. Damn, I missed it.
That's okay. Hi, I'm Amy Goodman. In this age of climate chaos and COVID-19, you count on Democracy Now! To stay focused on the issues that matter most. We count on you to support our independent journalism. If everyone who tunes into Democracy Now! Gave just $4, we could cover our operating costs for 2022. Really, that's all it would take. Please do your part today by visiting us at democracynow.org. Oh, and stay safe, wear a mask, save lives. Thank you so much, and happy holidays. From New York, this is Democracy Now!
But it's so exciting now to see young people especially talking about building a new world, recognizing that it's not about punishing this person and that person. It's about creating a new framework so that we do not have to depend on institutions like the police and prisons for safety and security.
The world-renowned author, activist, and professor Angela Davis joins us to talk about abolition, the power of movements, Palestine, Mumia Abu-Jamal, the pandemic, and imagining new worlds.
I still think that we need artists to show us the way toward a very different organization, economic, political, social organization of our worlds. And capitalism has to fall.
Today, an end-of-year conversation with Angela Davis. Plus, we hear imprisoned journalist Mumia Abu-Jamal remembering South African Archbishop Desmond Tutu, who visited him